Exclusive: Republican lawmakers rail Biden's mask surrender as proof of his utterly failed administration. By Sean Moran on July 28, 2021. Several leading Republicans railed against President Joe Biden's surrender after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, announced it recommends the return of mask mandates, charging that this serves as the latest instance of Biden's utterly and completely failed policies in exclusive interviews and statements to Breitbart News. The Republicans spoke to Breitbart News after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, announced that they will recommend Americans, even fully vaccinated people, should wear masks indoors again in places with high coronavirus infection rates. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, a leading critic of Dr. Anthony Fauci's approach towards the coronavirus lockdowns and mask mandates, told Breitbart News that the Biden administration continues to ignore the science. The Kentucky conservative, also an ophthalmologist, also said that Biden's ruling would only heighten vaccine hesitancy. Once again, the Biden administration is ignoring the science, Paul said, citing a recent British study. A recent Public Health England study showed the Delta variant to be less lethal than the original wild variant among both vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals. Mandating masks goes against the science and will only heighten vaccine hesitancy. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, told Breitbart News, COVID-19 vaccines are safe, effective and free, and I continue to encourage all Montanans to get vaccinated to help put this pandemic behind us for good. With that said, I do not support mask mandates and believe the CDC's new guidance for vaccinated individuals to wear masks indoors will undermine confidence in vaccines. I believe Montanans understand common sense, personal responsibility, and think we should continue to move forward. Other Republicans contended that Biden's mask reversal serves as the latest instance of a turbulent Biden seemingly unable to curb its many crises, whether it pertains to the border crisis, the coronavirus pandemic, or spiraling inflation. The Biden administration's policy initiatives have failed so utterly and completely. All Americans, whether you're Democrat or Republican, are feeling this now, whether it's out-of-control crime, whether it's inflation going up. That you perceive when you buy food, when you're buying gas at the pump. It is the massive number of people coming illegally into the country. Representative Andy Biggs, Oz, the House Freedom Caucus chairman, told Breitbart News. Biggs asked rhetorically, if you get the vaccine, then you have to keep wearing a mask? Well, why is that? And so I would suggest, maybe it's because they're concerned about the ability of the vaccine regardless of whether it's Delta, or Lambda variant, or the original variant? The Arizona Republican also slammed the Biden administration for failing to test migrants crossing the border for the coronavirus adequately. The House Freedom Caucus said Tuesday that they oppose federal mask mandates and federal vaccine mandates. Senator Josh Hawley, R-Mo, said Tuesday that the mask mandate decision serves as nothing more than a political decision. Representative Jim Jordan, R-O, the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, told Breitbart News that Biden's mask mandate represents the latest instance of Biden's worst start of any administration in history. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement that Biden seeks to enforce a perpetual pandemic state. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, told Breitbart News, do masks even work? Do they do more harm than good, particularly to children who have a low risk of serious disease or death from COVID? Remember, the initial goal of public policy was to flatten the curve so we wouldn't overwhelm hospitals. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.